Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You. I'm Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition and your host today. I hope you're all having a great weekend so far and appreciate your taking the time to join us. And I promise today you are going to love this show because our topic is, and don't laugh, it is about humor therapy. Now, most people love a good laugh and think about it. Laughter always makes you feel better. And here is something I bet you did not know. The public interest in the health benefits of laughter started to develop in the 1960s and grew from there. And there is an actual Laughter Online University. Now, to cover this hilarious topics with the serious health benefits is Greg Skibinski, who is rejoining us today on Healthy You. Greg is a certified multiple addictions counselor with Agape Counseling. And you may recognize the counseling group Agape as they have done several articles in Healthy Cells magazine. Now, if you're new tuning in, Greg is the executive director for all the Agape Counseling Group in Peoria, Morton, and Bloomington offices. He specializes in working with individuals and their spouses with regards to chemical and behavioral abuse and dependency issues, but also now humor, too. So, Greg, welcome to the show. It's great to have you back and such a great topic.
Awesome to be back. Thanks, Kim.
So now, is humor therapy for real? I'm sure a lot of people are out there thinking, yeah, right.
Nope, it actually is. You know, there's so many health benefits to actually being able to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that, you know, we all get stressed from time to time. We all have episodes where we're just not feeling the greatest, or we're kind of in that funk or that lull, maybe even slightly depressed and things. So laughter is one of the things that actually helps to kind of alleviate all of those.
Right.
So, you know, so right off the bat, I do have to, because I've been practicing this all night. So here I got a joke for you.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So there's actually, there's two pitchers. One pitcher plays for the White Sox and the other one's for the Cubs. One pitcher's name is Josh and the other one is Stosh. Okay. So they make this deal because they're the best of friends. And they say, okay, whoever passes first needs to come back and let the other one know if there's baseball in heaven. So a couple years down the road, Josh passes away. So shortly thereafter, Stosh is asleep, and all of a sudden he hears, ooh, Stosh. And he wakes up, and he looks, and it's his buddy Josh is standing there. He's like, oh, my gosh. And he's like, I got some good news and some bad news for you. What do you want to hear? So Stosh goes, give me the good news. And he's like, there is baseball in heaven. And so what's the bad news? You're pitching tomorrow.
Wait, anybody have a gong? No, that's great. So what is the history behind laughter and humor therapy? Now, I see that it started in the 1960s, and that's when we were born. So
yeah, well, actually,
maybe there's a tie.
Well, actually, it goes back into biblical times, where it said that the benefits of humor therapy actually make an appearance in the good book. And it's in the book of Proverbs 17:22 states, a cheerful heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit makes one sick.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's neat.
So the benefits are in there. So then here's a few more for you. 14th century, a French surgeon, Henri Monneville, used humor therapy to aid recovery from surgery. He wrote, let the surgeon take care to regulate the whole regime of the patient's life for joy and happiness, allowing his relatives and special friends to cheer him and by having someone tell him jokes. Hmm. That was in the 14th century. 16th century, Robert Burton, English parson and scholar, used humor as a cure for melancholy. 17th century, Herbert Spencer, a sociologist, used humor as a way to release excess tension.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your stress relief.
Right.
18th century, Immanuel Kant, German philosopher, used humor to restore equilibrium,
mm-hmm.
bringing a person back to balance. 18th century, English physician William Batty used humor in treatment of the sick. 20th century, modern human therapy dates from the 1930s when clowns were brought into U.S. hospitals to cheer up children hospitalized with polio.
Huh.
20th century, 1972, the Gestalt Institute is founded by Dr. Hunter Patch Adams. There was a movie about him. And this is a home-based free hospital to bring fun, friendship, and the joy of service back into healthcare. That was the movie with Robin Williams, actually played him.
Oh, okay.
1979, Norman Cousins published his book, Anatomy of an Illness, and actually was based on his own experiences and that he was suffering, had a lot of pain that he was experiencing. And he decided to use his own brand of humor therapy by watching episodes of the television show Candy Camera.
Oh, sure.
And also Marx Brothers films, and claimed that 10 minutes of laughter could give him 2 hours of pain relief.
Wow.
And then going back to what I mentioned, 1998 actually was a year. Renewed interest in the use of humor therapy as therapy, thanks to the release of the film Patch Adams starring Robin Williams,
mm-hmm.
and based on the real Hunter Patch Adams.
That is amazing. So what are some of the benefits of a good laugh? I mean, some we can think of on from the top of our heads, obviously stress release, and it's a good coping mechanism.
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, and there's actually been some research studies as to the benefits of that. I think there was a study that was done. The UCLA found that watching funny shows increased children's tolerance for pain, which could be then helpful. Tiny patients had to undergo big procedures, you know, and like I mentioned before, that Cousins, Dr. Cousins, he was one, Candy Camera episodes, those types of things. Laughter just releases good endorphins. You know, it is a great way to kind of just relieve stress,
mm-hmm.
and then also to kind of get your mind off of whatever it is that might be ailing you.
Exactly. You're not focused on yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You're
yep.
laughing, and that's good. So now, does humor therapy work for everybody? I mean, that's kind of
yeah.
a tricky question.
It is a tricky question.
Do they die laughing?
You know, it's one of those things where I think that's just where you have to I think you have to be kind of cautious of the people if you're going to tell the jokes, what kind of jokes you're telling and who you're telling them to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to offend anybody, or you don't want to make fun of any. That's not what we're talking about here today. But, you know, there was an interesting thing that when I was looking this up, a cautionary note that went out that it does cause, laughing can cause a bit of a strain. So if you're pregnant, or if you have a hernia, or if you're recovering from surgery,
mm-hmm.
probably not a good idea.
And have stitches or something
exactly.
that could cause problems. Yeah.
And you know, too, and oftentimes when clients come in to see me and they might be depressed or severely anxious, you know, it's about kind of listening to where they are and what's going on. Probably not a good time for jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So it is one of those you just want to be, you got to be cautious.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Be cautious.
Now, what about fake laughter? Can that be as effective as real laughter?
Actually, it can.
I believe that.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's one of those things that even if you, sometimes I practice that all you have to do is look in the mirror in the morning, you know, and then you just kind of make yourself laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is benefits to doing those types of things. And again, it's about finding those little things that help to kind of relieve some of the tension, some of the stress. And I know previously we had talked about forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
and that if you're going to forgive someone, you have to forgive yourself first. But if you're going to laugh, I think it's good to laugh with yourself or laugh at yourself first.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? I think the fake laughter, that can also turn into real laughter. I did that once with a girlfriend on the phone. And I won't say what the situation was, but I just kind of started this laugh. And she started laughing with me, this fake
yeah.
laugh. And then we ended up laughing for about a good 10 minutes. And finally, I was told to get off the phone because we had a timer
you know,
of how long you were on. We
right.
did not have our own line. And anyway, but we still kind of laugh about it to this day, how it really turned into,
Absolutely.
You know, laughter. But I think it's important. And I think it can really bond you with people, too.
Sure.
You know, when you're laughing.
Who doesn't have a funny tale to tell?
Exactly.
You know, I think we run into, if you probably would follow me all day, you'd have plenty of examples. But I mean, because we have to be able to kind of laugh at our own mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of times we take it too personal. And
right.
we like hold on to that. That's that yucky stuff, right? And we don't want to get stuck in the yuck.
Great term there, Greg.
but why, you know, you do have, so actually laughter, I mean, there's a choice, right? I mean, you could, if you want to, stay stuck and kind of be in the negative, or you can choose something that is funny. Do something for yourself. Learn to kind of laugh a bit. And there was, you know, I've heard this over and over again, but it said that it actually takes more muscles in the human face to frown than it does to smile. You know, and it's one of those things that smiles are just contagious.
Exactly. Well, just think, we like to be around people who are funny and enjoy people. Why do you think comedians do so well, or the movies?
Absolutely.
You know, we were talking about some good ones before we came on air, like Dirty Rotten Scoundrels and Caddyshack. I mean, just a lot of different movies. And I grew up on Monty Python. And, of course, I just, I believe you even have a quote.
We do. We do. And actually, let me.
And now for something completely different.
So, here, this is what I found from Yourself Healthy. British actor John Cleese of Monty Python fame visited India's famous Laughter Club to try to understand how laugh therapy can help us to distress. So, he was surprised to find that India takes the business of laughing very seriously, with 600 laughter clubs that meet daily throughout India.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for the purpose of just being able to laugh and to kind of reduce stress.
Yeah. Now here's a question: what does laughter have to do with control?
You know, I think that again, it goes back to that choice. You know, and it's kind of about like you can choose to kind of be miserable, or you can choose to kind of have laughter and it kind of be in more a positive note. Mm-hmm. You know, so do you want to? You know, you have control over that. You know, it's your choice as to what you want to do. Do you want to stay negative or do you want to be more positive? And kind of like you said, you know, I think that the positive people, the ones that are able to laugh and tell jokes, you kind of want to be around those people. You know, if you're at somewhere and in a group, that type of thing, or do you want to be around other people who are kind of down? And, you know, I think we're all like to be kind of uplifted, you know. And so, being around positive people and laughter is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Now, how can laughter help people loosen the grip?
You know, it's kind of like we all can get into our lives and we can cause a lot of things can stress us out. You know, the demands of running kids or, you know, maybe we're experiencing a loss, things that are kind of out of our control, you know, or we can just be kind of in that funk period. But, you know, being able to kind of find something that you can do to kind of cause you to laugh, again, it lightens the load. It helps us to kind of loosen that grip. It helps us to kind of realize that, you know, life is, you know, it is a gift, you know, and sometimes we tend to take it way too seriously.
Right.
You know, so we have to find something that just kind of lightens it up and helps us to kind of loosen up a little bit.
Exactly. And laughter and humor is a gift.
Oh, definitely.
And we're going to talk more about humor after this quick break. We're with Greg Skibinski, who is the executive director for the Agape Counseling Group with offices in Peoria, Morton, and Bloomington. And we're going to talk more about humor. We'll be right back.
Feeling depressed or wrestling with an addiction? Please know that you are not alone and there is help. Agape Counseling has Christian counselors, social workers, psychologists, and support staff committed to a therapeutic process that ministers to you, the whole person. They can assist you and your family in your pursuit to become all of who we are created to be. With 3 locations in Peoria, Morton, and Bloomington, Illinois, Agape Counseling looks forward to the opportunity to serve you. Visit them online at agapecounselors.net or call 309-263-5565.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically-related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
Welcome back to Healthy You. This is Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine and also your host of the Healthy You radio program. And we have Greg Skibinski with us, who is the executive director for the Agape Counseling Group. And today we are talking about the benefits of humor therapy. So, Greg, let's jump right back in. What are some of the positive, measurable effects that laughter has on our bodies?
Absolutely. It lowers your blood pressure. Is one. I think that's a big one for people. It reduces stress hormones because, again, we all experience stress from time to time, daily. It increases increasing muscle flexion. It boosts our immune function, and it raises actually the T cells that helps us fight infection and also disease-fighting proteins called gamma interferons and B cells, which are also kind of those that help to destroy in terms of disease. Mm-hmm. So those are just a few.
Yeah, that's interesting. Now, can we laugh ourselves into shape?
Absolutely. One of the things, too, that it was interesting, it says that it actually, by laughing, it helps us to lower the cortisol levels in our body. Mm-hmm. And those levels, that you know, it helps us to kind of shed some of that belly fat, you know, the areas around our midsection. Cortisol is also a dieter's nightmare because it prompts us to eat. You know, usually when we feel stress and we want to eat, that's because of the high cortisol. So laughing is one of those that kind of actually helps to kind of lessen that and kind of lowers the cortisol. Mm-hmm.
So you could laugh at something and drink a big glass of water, and that would help to
absolutely
curb your appetite and make you feel better. Okay, that's great. Now let's talk a little bit more about the immune system. Does laughter really boost the immune system from what you've been studying?
It does. You know, and one of the things that went back to it, it talked about the T cells, you know, specifically. And those are the ones that are kind of the immune. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm a therapist. But it did suggest that the T cells, those are the ones that help to fight disease. Mm-hmm. And so there was an increase in that as well. You know, and also, you know, I know we're kind of talking about like our shape and our bodies and all that, but kind of in our minds too, that sometimes we also tend to seek out humor in kind of serious situations.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's a way for us to kind of be also to be able to share with people. So at the top of the hour, when we first started, I told the joke about Josh and Stan, right? And that joke I practiced because that was one that my aunt used to tell whenever we were kind of like, you know, I remember that as a kid at visitations.
Oh.
You know, and sometimes I think that, you know, we all tend to grieve in different ways.
Right.
And sometimes people do use laughter. Sometimes it's appropriate and sometimes it might not be. But sometimes it's just kind of that's what comes out when people, because we all grieve in a wide variety of different ways. And so for her, you know, she was never one, like at social functions, like during the holidays and family get-togethers, she was very serious and never cracked a joke. But she was kind of like the jokester whenever we got together, if there was a passing.
A wake or something like
that. Or a visitation.
That.
Yeah.
That is really interesting.
So that's actually her joke. I can't take credit for that. But that is one that she would tell pretty often.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's very interesting. And people do handle things differently. And, you know, we're not making light of grieving or because that is very important to grieve. I mean, the society is so much, oh, we have to feel great all the time and just suck it up. There is no sadness. But, no, we're wired to go through these emotions and things. However, there are things that can help. So now, speaking along that line, Greg, how does laughter heal someone's psychological pain?
So a lot of what I do is I do help people that are facing battles with addiction, a wide variety, whether if it's behavioral or chemical, and I really kind of assist them as far as their recovery. So one of my favorite guys that I used to work with on Saturday, we used to do a family program together. And one of the things that Bob S., and one of the things that Bob S. would always say is that, you know, and it came from the Big Book. And he always talked about the six most important words can always be found on page 132.
Now, what's the Big Book?
The Big Book is the Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh, okay. Thank you for
The Big Book
clarifying.
Of AA.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know
sorry.
If you meant the Bible or...
Well, for those in recovery and the 12-step groups, you know, the Bible, and then you have your Big Book.
Yeah,
that
gotcha.
Kind of goes along. So one of the things, if I could read this, it's something that Bob would always read. And he says that, you know, oftentimes when people come into recovery, you know, he says that we have been speaking to you of serious and sometimes tragic things. We've been dealing with alcohol in its worst aspect, but we aren't a glum lot. If newcomers could see no joy or fun in our existence, they wouldn't want it. We absolutely insist on enjoying life. We try not to indulge in the cynicism over the state of the nations, nor do we carry the world's troubles on our shoulders. When we see a man sinking into the mirror that is alcoholism, we give him first aid and place what we have at his disposal for his sake. We do recount and almost relive the horrors of our past, but those of us who have tried to shoulder the entire burden and trouble of others are soon overcome by them. So we think cheerfulness and laughter make for usefulness. Outsiders are sometimes shocked when we burst into merriment over a seemingly tragic experience out of the past. But why shouldn't we laugh? We have recovered and have been given the power to help others. Everybody knows that those in bad health and those who seldom play do not laugh much. So let each family play together or separately as much as their circumstance warrant. We are sure God wants us to be happy, joyous, and free. We cannot subscribe to the belief that this life is a veil of tears, though once it was just that for many of us. But it is clear that we made our own misery. God didn't do it. Avoid then the deliberate manufacture of misery. But if trouble comes, cheerfully capitalize it as an opportunity to demonstrate his omnipotence. So it talks about that. You know, it's about the ability to be able to laugh. Mm-hmm. You know, and yes, you know, it kind of like what you were talking about. You know, there is laughter and there's happy times. There's also sad times. Mm-hmm. You know, we are going to grieve. We are going to experience loss. And it's about learning how to deal with those things, that there is a middle, that there is a balance, and trying to avoid neither, but rather to learn how to embrace that.
Mm-hmm. And I think that we have to be patient with others, that they use humor sometimes inappropriately, because I remember there was a time I handled something, and I just was kind of laughing about it and whatever, and somebody got really mad at me, and I realized that was my way of coping with it, and I finally said to them, you know what, this is my way of coping with it, and they were like, okay. And then it just, it blew over. But I all of a sudden realized that's how I was handling it. And I do laugh a lot, you know. Matter of fact, and just briefly, I'll share this. I had a secretary years ago, and she brought a letter in to me to sign. And her name was Hattie. And she said to me, Mrs. Brooks Miller, she said, here's a letter to sign. And by the way, you've got a party going on in your head and no one else is invited. And she said, that's because I laugh so much, you know, on my own even, just things I found humorous. And, you know, as life goes on, sometimes you're less humorous just depending on situations. But she thought it was very funny, you know.
And, you know, like what you were saying, you know, it's about sometimes we do things and it's not intentional. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not about, but we're human. We're going to make mistakes. You know, and it's about just kind of being able to apologize for that and moving on.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So now how can someone get started with humor therapy? I mean, we've been talking about this and somebody might say, okay, come on, let's get to the punchline, so to speak.
Right. You know, I think it's important that we need to find those things that do make us laugh. You know, whether if it's, you know, your favorite TV show, a comedy, a movie, a song, you know, a joke that somebody says and you write it down, or, you know, I think that there's even like joke of the day, you know, that you could probably subscribe to somewhere, you know, but it's about kind of trying to find those things and keeping them close, you know, like maybe it's, you know, like for me, you know, Whose Line Is It Anyways is a television show. It's like improv stuff. You know, that I'm going to guarantee it's going to, at some point in there, I'm going to laugh, you know. So it's about kind of seeking those things out. But everybody's different, and it's about trying to figure out what works for you. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be an old television show. It could be like different, a wide variety of different type comedy things, or going maybe to a comedy club. But it's about kind of finding what that is for you.
And you can go online too, like I was talking about earlier, that university online about the laughter. But, you know, this past weekend, some sad events, but I found some old Bugs Bunny, Yosemite Sam cartoons on YouTube.
Definitely.
And, you know, it brings back very pleasant childhood memories because they were actually on TV back in the day. But, you know, I was just laughing out loud at some of the things, and I thought, okay, this is good. And this is actually after getting your topic, I thought, this is playing right into this, you know, so that was really good. So what could somebody do? I mean, you know, would you suggest like getting a club, or would somebody actually come and see you?
Sure. Yeah. You know, trying to make things lighthearted. Again, it's kind of that ability to kind of use actually humor therapy as a way to kind of fight the stress. Mm-hmm. You know, to kind of fight the muscle tension that a body, because I think that, you know, even when we are stressed, like that does take, you know, going back to the muscles and the way that we strain ourselves, you feel it in your shoulders. You know, it's like, or when you're driving, I think I kind of experience that when I'm driving. You know, I got to remind myself to kind of like, okay, roll my neck, relax.
Right.
Whether if somebody went ahead and kind of cut me off or whatever it might be, you know, so you have to find something that's kind of like to kind of bring you out of that. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what humor therapy can do. Mm-hmm. You know, the choice is there. Do I want to be mad at that person, or is it something that I could just find an ability to kind of be able just to laugh it off and let it go?
Right.
Why hold on to it?
Exactly. And yeah. The importance of it. So, Greg, we'll have to start wrapping up. And this has just been a great show because I think it really brings to light the importance of humor. So,
absolutely.
Any kind of final word of advice for the listenership is in regards to having a healthy laugh or a good sense of humor?
You know what? And I think I have an actual quote going back a ways from Milton Berle.
Oh.
Uncle Milty,
yes.
Who said that laughter is an instant vacation. And that's exactly what it is. So I think it's important for people to find things. Don't take your life so seriously. You know, like for me, one of the things that works, if you probably see me walking around in the summertime, I don't wear socks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's summertime. Relax. Do things, whatever works for you. That might not work for all, but it works for me.
Exactly.
Take things and try to be a little less hard. Don't take life too seriously.
Yeah. Well, Greg, now what's the best way to reach you if somebody wanted to contact you?
The best way would be to give our Morton office a call,
mm-hmm.
and that would be area code 309-263-5565.
Okay. And if you're in the Peoria area, you can call 692-4433 or Bloomington. You can call area code 309-663-2229. Greg, thank you for joining us and for sharing your aunt's joke.
And it's great to be back, and don't get stuck in that yuck.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Now, again, to reach Greg, you can call 309-263-5565, or you can visit the website at agapecounselors.net. And we do take things very seriously, and so does Greg. This just happens to be a more lighthearted show to talk about the importance of humor. But again, thank you to Greg Skibinski, who's the executive director of the Agape Counseling Group, serving the Morton, Pure, and Bloomington areas. And thank you to everybody who tuned in this week and for sharing your time with us. This is Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, hosting Healthy You. And be sure to pick up your copy today at one of over our 800 locations. And you can now read the magazine online and have it sent monthly to your email. Just go to healthycellsmagazine.com and select the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition and sign up. Be sure to like us on Facebook, too. And if you want to hear any of the past Healthy You radio shows, just head to the Healthy Cells Magazine website and you will find them archived there. And coming soon, Healthy You will also be on 97.7 FM. So we'll keep the details and let you know. God bless you and be in your best health now. We look forward to being with you again next Saturday.
Feeling depressed or wrestling with an addiction? Please know that you are not alone and there is help. Agape Counseling has Christian counselors, social workers, psychologists, and support staff committed to a therapeutic process that ministers to you, the whole person. They can assist you and your family in your pursuit to become all of who we are created to be. With three locations in Peoria, Morton, and Bloomington, Illinois, Agape Counseling looks forward to the opportunity to serve you. Visit them online at agapecounselors.net or call 309-263-5565.